Good morning, everybody. Hey, Stuart.
Morning.
Let's see, Michael. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. We're using our new camera, so.
Look at that.
I'm just surprised Dory didn't call you yesterday.
Man, you guys are going to be like off the charts internet marketers.
Probably yes, we definitely need to. Yeah, Sherry's going to decorate it and it's going to look awesome.
Yeah, I need to do something like that. You're inspiring me. What's up, Michael?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I hate to use the cliche, but I have to. You know, Michael Killen is killing it. Man, dude, you're like the model student, you know? Jam, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, we had a bunch of beautiful, beautiful printed pieces at our conference.
Good. Sorry I couldn't be there to see them firsthand.
Yeah. Well, you saw them when you delivered them. All right. Let's see here. Mr. Bob All. Can't see you. Barbara, can't see you. Jason, can't see you. Peter, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How's the beach house?
Oh, man, not a scratch on it. And I'm so excited because I get to help the people down there in Panama City and that didn't fare so well. So today I'm going to go fill my whole SUV with all kinds of supplies to take down there. And we raised some money yesterday. And so we're helping out.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, all right, looks like we got everybody engaged here, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm gonna bring my PowerPoint up here, and we shall get this show on the road. All right, here we go. Icebreaker question is, what action did you take last week? What action did you take last week on your email marketing? By the way, if you're moving some stuff around and all that kind of stuff, it comes through on the microphone. So you can mute yourself. Just hit your mute button, and then you can unmute yourself when you need to talk. Jim Yao, you're the first one that I see. So give me an update. What'd you do this week in reference to your email marketing?
Well, one of the things I need to do is get my website redesigned. I've met with two web developers. I'm analyzing proposals right now. As part of that process of driving the redesign, I'm reading Miller's book on building a story brand.
Donald Miller.
What the message needs to be on the website. So I got lots of things going on.
Yeah, awesome. Excellent, excellent book, by the way. Hey guys, I have somebody who seems to be in like a public place. Need to mute your background. Okay, so Peter, what action did you take toward your phenomenal email marketing this week? Peter Hudson.
All right, can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my team put together, well, let me go back. We sent out three newsletters the last 3 weeks, and we're sending out our fourth tomorrow, and our team put this together. So just really excited and seeing how that works out.
Awesome. Great. Fantastic. So today we're going to look at stats. So I want to be curious of what kind of you know, stats you have on that. Okay, Stuart.
Morning. Unfortunately, last week was just not a good week at all. And I canceled the Florida trip at the last minute. It was just all hell broke loose around here at the last minute. So we didn't get anything done.
Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
It happens. And the fact is, you probably got a lot of stuff done. But, you know, the good news is it doesn't have to be forever. You know, it's like, if you knew when I was trying to get my business organized, my first business, and trying to get it organized, trying to get it turnkey, if you knew what I went through, I wish I could express it. I mean, literally in the field, back in the office, at home, what's the best mixture? This person's working out, this person isn't. This person was working out, now they're not. We got this fire that I didn't anticipate, and now I got it. So just listen. You just really started this process less than a year ago, and, you know, it took me, what, 1977 till I have to do the years, but, you know, probably a decade, and you could do it in three.
Yeah, things are better this week, so glad to be on the call.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll stop preaching then. Okay. let's see, Mr. Bob.
Well, I found out from the conference last week that if you drink out of a fire hose long enough, you learn how to adapt just a little bit. So I took my notebook, and then I opened up to the back of it, and I started writing my action plans, and I got about half a dozen topics done on Monday. As far as the email marketing is concerned, I started talking to really highly intelligent people about email marketing. Matter of fact, one of them I got an appointment at 4 o'clock on Friday to talk to. He's going to, you know, try and put some of the puzzle pieces together for me. And one company that does email marketing for security alarm companies in my field that I have been keeping my eye on for so long, I reached back out to. And then they told me that because they talked to me so many times before, they were going to start having to charge me by the hour to talk to them. And I said, well, thank you very much that you have educated me, because I certainly would not want to do business with a marketing company with an attitude. So it was and I cut that story short. I can go in much deeper, wow. But it was just a good example, because, you know, some sales don't happen. I've got some communities, for example, I'll talk to 6 and 7 years before I get their business. That's but right. I don't give up.
Man, so, that was dumb.
It's sort of like the Lord just gave me a check mark to get him. We'll move on this direction, and I talk to this person that does something. I've got another phone call scheduled on that. So I'm making progress. Howard, I don't know what's going on. But all these puzzle pieces that have been floating around up there, all of a sudden, and I'm not colorblind, okay? All of a sudden, I start seeing in color, and I see seeing the ones with the straight edges of it, and I'm all of a sudden the outline is forming on the outside of the box, and I can get serious.
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about, because that's what this course is all about, is to get you guys familiar with what's happening. You're not going to be an expert in this. I'm not an expert in it, okay? But the last session that we're going to do is called How to Delegate. That's a word that I made up. How to delegate, not just delegate, but how to delegate all this stuff out. Okay. But in order for it to work for you, you need to understand how it works and understand the possibilities. And then that's just layer one. So then you'll be able to delegate some stuff. And the trouble is with so many of these quote unquote internet marketing companies out there. I don't even want to get into that right now. We're an icebreaker, but I'm telling you, it's there's a bigger picture, and it's not about just, you know, posting on your Facebook or your social media. It's like, show me the money. Show me the money. At the end of the day, you're marketing, yes, to brand yourself, but we got to make money at some point in time. You know, I can't pay you $5,000 a month to do my internet marketing and you don't give me any kind of return. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so I'm on my soapbox this morning. Carrie, what action did you guys take
My goodness. Yes. Sherry has been, she has just been awesome. She has all of her emails for our prospect campaign, so our nurturing campaign created. She's been writing up like crazy, working hard. And I'm working on implementing those emails and making campaigns so that it makes sense to the prospect as well as our team. So I'm working up and changing things up on the process. But it's pretty exciting.
Beauty. Love it. Can't wait to get to list segmentation. I think that's next week where we start looking at that funnel and how the funnel works. Awesome. Okay, let's see. I think the fan is going to be Michael. Is that right? There he is. Okay. The fan man.
That was actually perfect timing because the forklift just turned off. So that's good. But I missed last week. Unfortunately, it was so busy in the morning that by the time I hopped on, it was like, wait for the host to start the meeting. But it was already 8:20. So I was like, it's been going for 20 minutes. Let me in. But it didn't. So I'll just have to catch the replay. But really at this point, I'm kind of just sticking on here just to continue learning about it. We're not really towards the point of implementing much further just because we don't have somebody here who really has the capacity time-wise to start implementing all of this stuff. So yeah, just here to learn, bounce ideas off of you guys, and yeah, just glad to be here.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, listen, guys, you're going to have access to the course for the replay for a year. And the thing is when we get to, the last session, delegation, you're going to want to have, someone, start taking this stuff over. But here's the good news about it. The good news is you don't need, like some big company to do all this stuff, and you don't need to do everything. You just need to do some things. And the way that I work with people is, let's solve one problem at a time. I can't tell you how many companies I've gotten just super systematized just by solving one problem at a time. And when you're building this stuff, and I know I'm giving you a little more information here than I normally do in the icebreaker, but I want to make sure that before this thing is over, that you guys, you know, have a sense of how this works together. And so I like to work in layers. Like, what's step one? Let's just focus on step one right now. Everybody's trying to get, I want you to have the big picture, but everybody's trying to get all the details, or some people want to have all the details, and they're trying to work on too much. Just one simple thing. Just start adding emails. Just start adding emails to the list. Start inputting. Just do that one thing. Just start putting people in your software. Maybe it's just picking the software. Then when you get step one done, do step two, then step three, then step four. And over time, you know, because this stuff takes a lot of time, money, and energy. Time and energy, not really money, but okay. All right, Michael Killen.
All right. So we didn't have a webinar last week, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I got two emails sent out.
Good.
Went through last week's lesson and kind of applied the lesson there. I've also had one of my employees going through the last 10 years of paper records and just sort of mining through for email addresses and adding on. But we made a call script if we don't have an email address either. And he's been calling people and touching base with customers and just trying to strengthen that relationship as well. So we've been pretty busy.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Barbara.
Good morning. I'm here supporting Jim, but what we've been working on is tightening up the customer list. We have talked about two campaigns that we're hoping to roll out. One is kind of a referral program, and we're trying to understand, make sure that there's no repercussions on anyone forwarding those emails. And just a general welcome email. So we've been working on the verbiage for those two.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Hey guys, that's a great thing to do is what a great start to client-based marketing and email marketing is introducing your referral reward program to your clients, right? Great subject matter. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Good to see you. It was great to see you at the conference too.
I don't think Barbara was there.
No, Jason.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Jason. I don't know if he
can. Okay, now I got unmuted.
There you go. Good to see you at the conference, buddy.
It was a blessing to be there.
Awesome.
Thanks for the sharing and for the networking that we could do with others and the action that we've taken. I'm not sure if it's just this last week. Of course, this has been a series, and I needed that encouragement to be brought this morning about us one step at a time, because I see how far we need to go yet, and we don't give credit for the steps we have taken. But we have switched over to digital, which forces the email situation much more. So all of our invoicing is digital. They have to ask for something printed. One thing I want to do in some of the mailers that we're doing is putting a QR code and an address on a website address opt-in on there. That's something that we really need to get into place. But we're also sending out weekly emails to all of our customers currently, which isn't really sales. It's just going to a newsletter, and then our campaigns will fall into that same sequence. But we're at least getting one a week out now.
Excellent. Excellent. Great start. Great start. Awesome. Okay. Well, I got a lot to share with you today, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on our information. Okay. So far what we've, this is session five. And if I have my numbers right, we first talked about building the list. Jason just brought up one of the ways that you do that. Let me combine Barbara's comment and Jason's comment. What if you sent out an email that says introducing our referral reward program, or are you aware of our referral reward program? Get free cash or free service to our referral reward program. Go to this link, website/ referral rewards, like this, okay? Then you have a little opt-in, which I think that's what we're actually talking about next week. And then we have segmentation after that. But you have a little opt-in and then a page that talks about your referral reward program, explains how it works. So a couple things. One is you see how many people opt in. And, you know, the next layer is having a campaign. I'm going to show you a campaign report today. But everybody who opts in over there, great. You know, you can also send that to your list if you have an email list so that they're aware of your referral reward program. You can see how many people open it. Number two, so that's just an idea on how you can use your client-based marketing, which understand that not marketing to your past clients is the biggest marketing mistake that you can make. And email marketing is one of the simplest, easiest, cheapest ways to stay in touch with your clients. Number two, choose your software. Everybody doesn't have to have Infusionsoft. That's what I use. Even if you have it, you don't need to use all the bells and whistles. You know, I might have a four-wheel drive vehicle, but that has a winch on it. I might, you know, use that winch once a year, right? Doesn't mean that I have to. You know, I go out to that vehicle and I'm not using that winch every day. So therefore, man, this is overkill, right? So it depends on where you're going, right? So I started with, I don't even remember the name of the program I started with. It was a text email program. It didn't even have HTML. You couldn't even use pictures. It was that long ago. And then I started using Constant Contact. I used Constant Contact for years before I started using Infusionsoft. Number three, the most important thing is your campaign strategy, and your strategy will change over time as you learn. And what's gonna help you learn is writing copy that sells and then tracking your stats, because your copy and the other things that we're gonna talk about today in checking your stats is going to determine what your results are. So today we're going to talk about checking the stats, and we're going to talk about five things. Number one, we're going to talk about open rates. Number two, we're going to talk about clicks. Number three, we're going to talk about opt-outs. Number four, we're going to talk about bounces. And then number five, we're going to talk about complaints, okay? All right, so number one, open rates. And what I mean by that is how many people open the email. Let me show you an example. Okay, this is one of our emails from Ziegler, okay? So this particular email was sent out to 27,000 people. We had a 19.7% open rate. Over 5,000 people opened it. That is a phenomenal open rate. Yes, sir.
That screen's not showing up.
Really?
I'm still on Icebreaker.
Ugh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Hold on. Sometimes you just got to reboot, huh? Okay. Are you seeing phenomenal email marketing? Now you're seeing this? Okay. So the course, build the list. Choose your software, your campaign strategy, write copy that sells. Then check your stats. Everybody see that? Okay. All right. And there are five things that you're going to look at. Number one is open rates. Number two is clicks. Number three is opt-outs. Number four is bounces. And number five is complaints. So first, let's talk about open rates. Was the subject line good? Was it formatted right? What day and time did you send it? What list did you send to? How often do you email? And how long has the list existed? These are all things that contribute to the open rate. Okay. Now, let me show you an example. Okay. I'm going to show you a lot of examples here today, and you'll see. I could probably teach for a whole year every single week just using screenshots of our email campaigns because, you know, we do so many, and then I handle the stats handle the email marketing for Ziegler, and we handle it for Ellen Rohr, although I don't show her stats, and then we do it for our service company too, which as we go along, I'll show you more from my service company. And you can learn a lot just from looking at these different lists and understanding, again, it's going to all come together as we go. But right now we're looking at open rates, okay? So.
What software is this?
This is Infusionsoft.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have all these questions here. These are the questions that I'm going to ask when I'm looking at open rates, okay? If I was looking at your list and let's say that Peter sent out his newsletter and we look at the stats on those newsletters, I'm going to be asking these questions, okay? Now, in this particular case, a great open rate, 19.7%. And what I've found is that, so let's think about this for a second. Okay, Ziegler actually has 130,000 contacts on their list, but we only market consistently to about 30,000. And the reason is that most of that list is old, disengaged, and whatever. And so what happens is if you're constantly just sending to the whole list of disengaged people, then you're going to end up with more opt-outs. You're going to end up with a lower open rate. So your open rate is a percentage. Your open rate is relative. So this is why you have to take all these things into account. You see, because I could send that same email to their entire list and get the same number of opt-ins, 5,300, but the actual percentage would be very low, right? So you can't just take the percentage and say, oh, well, well, man, we only got a 3% open rate. Well, it depends on what list you sent it to, how often you email that list, and how long has the list existed. The other thing you have to take into account is how many new people you're bringing in and what path they're taking. And that's always a challenge. It's a challenge for Ziglar because we're doing a webinar almost every single week. We're advertising on Facebook and bringing people to that webinar. They're brand new on the list. They opted in for this one thing, and now they're on the list getting other things that they may or may not be interested in. So it's always a working progress. Now, I have to say this too, that Ziglar is a little different than most of the businesses that are on this call. If you have a service company, you know, most people who opt into your list are interested in your service, right? And so just getting a consistent message out with Ziglar, you got everything from business owners to speakers, coaches, trainers, network marketers, people who are struggling, people who are out of a job, people who are just interesting, you might say. And it's very interesting. Okay. So, but we're looking at open rates because we're looking at the percentage. We're looking at the actual number. Okay. Let me give you another example. I want you to notice something. What's the difference between this headline or subject line right here and this one? This one has their first name. Okay. Now, the interesting thing is we got about the same open rate, even though we sent it to a much more engaged list. Interesting. Okay. But the thing about this is that this here that went to the whole list, we got 5,300 lookers. We're going to look at clicks here in just a minute. We got 186 clicks. And then on this one, we got 303 lookers and we got 66 clicks. The thing is that these people and these people right there may just need a little more nudging. So I'm going to show you a strategy here in a minute that I use from time to time where we'll do like a sequence. Okay. All right. Any questions on open rates before I move on?
I have a question, Howard.
Yeah.
What's a good open rate? So what's a good open rate? I know that it probably depends on, you know, who you're emailing, obviously, and that type of thing. But I'm just curious, what's a good open rate?
Well, it depends on your list, which you'll see here in just a second.
Let's say we're talking about mailing to our customers.
Yeah, it depends.
Oh.
Yeah, it depends. It really does. That's why we're gonna check stats, and then we're gonna see if we get any movement as we test, right? Because my open rate might be 10%, and man, I'm making all kind of money. Somebody else's open rate might be 20%, and they're struggling because of the size of their list, because of the interest, because of who's on that list. There are so many variables, right? So what we want to do, the idea behind tracking is just assessing what's actually happening. And so I can't make a judgment on it until I do some testing and I see. And so a good open rate is more than you used to get.
So then, Howard?
Yeah.
So then, would you say that you're an advocate of A-B testing when it comes to email marketing?
You know, I don't do a lot of that. I know that people do. And I want to make a statement about this particular course. And that is that this is not a course that's really designed for, say, like affiliate marketers, like some of the big affiliate marketers that are like Ziglar has a program called Secrets of Closing the Sale, and they're building that list with Kevin Harrington. It's all about affiliate marketing. It's a whole different ballgame because there's no real relationship with that list, right? So it's all about A/B testing and offers and, you know, that kind of stuff. In a small business, we're really learning. One of the things that you're really learning is that very first question right there is, what are my best headlines? So over the years, I've been able to say, okay, here's my best headlines. And now I can put that on a postcard. I can put that on a I can put that on a Facebook post. I can put that on a brochure because I know that that's people's hot button, right? So that's what the stats do for you. So the question might be, hey, I have a business. How much profit should I be making? It depends on how large your business is. It depends on how much money you want to make. It depends, right? So what we want to do is we want to look at open rates. And, you know, what you might find is you might find that they just stay consistent because you have a certain number of people on your list who are really interested and other people that just may have opted in because they were curious, you know. So I also don't want you to, I want to go the other way. I don't want you to say, well, hey, I didn't get any variation, so therefore the subject line doesn't matter, you know, because a variation might be a huge variation in your business might be 30 more people. A huge variation in my business might be 100 more people. A huge variation in Ziegler's business might be 1,000 more people, right? But the percentages may not change. So we just want to look at it and see what it is first. You start with assessment, then you set goals. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. All right. I
have a question, Howard.
Yeah.
Has there been research done on day and time, what's best for email marketing and open rates?
Yes. The most current, and again, we're not experts on this, but the most current data that we have is Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock for business people. And it depends on your audience. So Barbara, who is your target audience?
Our print buyers.
Wait, are you with Jim Turnell?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what Jim you were with. Yeah, so they're business owners. And it used to be early a.m., like a few years ago, it was Tuesday morning, early a.m., Tuesday or Thursday. You don't want to send it on Friday afternoon, people are leaving work. You don't want to send it Monday morning because they're bombarded, they're overwhelmed. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it used to be early in the morning until email marketing got so popular. Now what people do in the mornings is they just call out all the spam and all that stuff. And then right before they go to lunch or as they go to lunch, hey, let me see what's going on. I got my work out of the way for the morning and now I can, you know. There are certain industries that we've marketed to in the past where 5 p.m. was a good time because they're in the field a lot and they're just getting off and, oh, I think I'll look more into this tonight when I get home. You know what I mean? So it really depends on your target audience. But that's why I put that question in here is pay attention to that. You know, pay attention to did Tuesdays or Thursdays, you know, work better. And by the way, this is just one of the criteria. The open rate is just one of the criteria. Okay. Make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Number two, clicks. Okay. The big question is, are clicks important in your business? And the reason, and what I mean by clicks is, see right here where it says clicks. Okay. And the reason that I ask this question is because I have two main companies, my service company and Phenomenal Products. Clicks are hugely important for Phenomenal, but not that important for my service company yet. But we're working on a strategy over there where we can make clicks more important. The reason clicks aren't as important over there is because most people call us. This is why it's so important in marketing to understand your target market. Our target market there is high-end, usually wealthy folks, some of the most prominent citizens in Houston, celebrities, world leaders, names that you would recognize. Now, most of them, if they're not going to necessarily be on the email, but their house manager or whoever's going to be checking that. But most people pick up the phone and call us, right? So the call to action would typically be to call us. And so the clicks aren't as important. You know, when they need that service, they need it yesterday. So understand your target market. Now, Phenomenal Products is completely different, as you'll see as we go along, because we're able to then segment at Phenomenal Products. We're able to pick up the phone and call them. This is a strategy that as I was doing this course, I started thinking about my service company, and we do a pretty, you know, basic email marketing over there. And so I'm turning it into an opportunity to mentor my folks that are handling it over there and say, hey, what if we did go beyond just a weekly newsletter that reminds people to call us and has enough education there that people who are interested can look around? What if we did have a little more of a direct response approach to it, right? You know, what might happen? So we're going to test some things on specific offers, on specific services, and then tag them for those particular services so that they can go into a funnel. I mean, all these years, we've never done that. And, you know, when you're making record sales and profits, you're not as hungry, you know, you're not certainly not desperate. So it's like, you know, you don't get around to some of those kind of things. All right. So that's the first question. Are clicks important in your business? How many clicks did you get? What was the percentage? How does it compare with other campaigns? Very important. Now, here's the cool thing. You can segment those clicks with a tag. So, for example, when you're creating an email, at least in Infusionsoft, when you create the link and you tell Infusionsoft, you tell the link what web page to go to, it has a little thing where you can add a tag or remove a tag, okay? So you can tag those people. So let's just say that, you know, let's just say that in my service company, we have, we're promoting our new Oriental rug cleaning, area rug cleaning system. And we send out a promotion on that, and we offer something in that email. We can tag those people, every single one of them that clicked this, with rug cleaning interest. So now we have a segmented list, which I'll talk about next week or the week after that. Now I have a segmented list that I can talk to just about rug cleaning. Then I can layer it up from there and create an education campaign around that. The other thing that I can do is I can call them. So everybody who clicks that in that email, that's one of the things we do at Phenomenal Products is someone picks up the phone and calls these people. Jacob Salem, who was our Facebook expert at the conference, that's how he grew his business. You know, he would run ads, get people to opt in. As soon as they opted in, he picked up the phone and called them like immediately. He didn't have anything else to do, so why not make money, right? So he'd pick up the phone and call them. They were like, how did that happen? He was like, well, if you'd like to find out, then here's my proposal to do business with me. I mean, he's sharp now. You can get more data. Another layer up is when you create forms. This is something that we do in Infusionsoft at Phenomenal that you'll see in just a second. you can get data that segments people and qualifies them. And how do we find people who are who are a good fit for Inner Circle is through this process. In fact, from our opt-in, whenever people opt in and they fill out our little form, it says how many employees do you have, how long have you been in business, they actually go into two different buckets. Nobody knows that. They don't know that. But it goes into two different buckets. So the people who have been in business for over 3 years who have employees, those become Inner Circle members or prospects, okay? And so it gives us an opportunity to move them up the funnel, okay? For example, one of the things that we also do is once a year, we go through and we do this every quarter at Ziegler. We do it once a year at Phenomenal right now. Is everyone who opened an email in the last year, we segment them, and that's what our engaged list is. At Ziegler, we do it every 3 months, and that becomes the engaged list. That's why we have 27,000, not 130,000, right? We may have had some kind of launch or something like that that they were curious about, but they're really not engaged, really not interested. So it gives you an opportunity to move them from prospect to customer, from customer to client, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Clicks, those are your hot prospects. Okay. So let's take a look. Now this particular, campaign right here, by the way, this is one of my, proven subject lines. When you, my open rate on phenomenal products will range between 8 and 12% on this segment of the list. I've got, I don't know, 40,000 people on my list, but we only really mail to or email to about 10,000, between 9,500 and 10,500, something like that. So a really good open rate. So a 2% difference from, or 3.4% difference from 8% to 11.4%. That's quite a few folks. We're talking about individuals. That's quite a few folks, right? So here's what we can learn from this particular email right here and why clicks are so important. Okay. So first of all, it says, happy birthday, what? First name. Very important. It's not my, they're going to have one or two responses when they see this come in. Actually, one of three. First one is, it's not my birthday. Why do they think it's my birthday? Boom, they open it. Or number two, how do they know it was my birthday coming up? Or number three, I've been through how I've heard Howard talk about copy, and I know that that's one of his strategies. Okay. So, happy birthday, Michael. All right. So Michael opens it. Here's what he's going to find. Hey, Michael. Okay. It might not be your birthday, but it is mine. Today I'm 58 years old and I want to give you a gift. I sent this out. My team sent this out on my birthday. As you may know, I have a membership program called the Howard Partridge Inner Circle. The reason that group exists is to help you implement, oops, the things that you need to implement. Da 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 da. And when you get, and then so I didn't even really hard sell this. Like, I'm looking at this email this morning and saying, man, you could have done a much better job with this email, but you wouldn't believe how much response we've gotten from this. And what we've been doing is we've been doing a free trial membership where they can get on my weekly webcast. And if they qualify, Aliki does an assessment with them. And if they're interested from there, then we talk to them about becoming a member, right? So 132 clicks. Okay, now here's what happens. 132 clicks, and they click over to a form that's then going to qualify them and put them in one of those two buckets. So we may end up with, who knows, we'll end up with a number of people in that bucket. Then we have a lady by the name of Janet picks up the phone, calls them, gets them on with Aleke. Aleke activates their free trial membership. They go to a closing sales call. And so we have the whole process there. Okay. If they don't show up for that, they don't show up for the assessment, they stay in the funnel. And that's the sales part. And so the game is just to find something that works like this and keep perfecting it. Make the copy better. Make the email better. Got them to open it. We can get more clicks with better copy and a stronger call to action on the inside. Make sense? Everybody go like this for yes. This is the game. This is why stats are so important. This is why clicks are so important. So in this case, you got 132 people that are interested enough in taking action. Now, we can go to the next screen and look at that particular campaign from this campaign and say, how many of those 132 actually filled out the form? Then how many showed up? And then how many actually became members, right? So you can measure it all the way through, okay? All right, here's another one. I'm doing a free course where I do like 3 days in a row. It's not recorded, not replay, no replay. And so this is a strategy that I created. Again, the whole idea is to get people into our courses and eventually inner circle. Our one thing is inner circle, period, end of story. Sent this to a little over 10,000 people, 10.3% open rate, not bad, and 71 clicks. Those are 71 people that are interested in learning my stuff. Will they show up to the course? We'll see. I have, I think I have stats on this for you. Okay, so then 2 days later, another email goes out. So this is a good example of a sequence email, okay? Now, you can automate your sequence. That's way up here, layer way up here. Like everybody who takes interest, you can put them in a campaign. It takes them out of the first email, and it communicates to everybody who gets this tag. So you can sit down over a cup of coffee and create the whole message all the way through where they'll continue to get reminders, okay? So what happens next is these 77 people get the opportunity to sign up for that course, okay? So we have currently, from two emails, 145 people. So what that tells me is that every single person who clicked, there might have been a third email before this screenshot, so, but that tells me that we had a huge registration rate. In fact, I even got personal emails that, hey, is this gonna be recorded? Can't be there, da, 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 da. You're creating engagement, all right? Now, look at this. So out of 145 people, 121 people actually opened the confirmation email. That's huge, huge. 12 of them are in the cleaning business, which is one of our niches. 116 are not in the cleaning industry. The reason we want to know that is we have some special programs for these people because that's one of the businesses that we're in. But look at this, 31 people who qualify for the inner circle. What does that tell you? We have a lot of people on our list that are either new businesses or they don't have employees or whatever. They're not our best clients. They're just not. That's one of the things I've learned over the years. So where's our focus going to be? I'm going to teach all these people. These people are going to get an opportunity to buy a product. But this is where our focus is. 31 people who have opted in, taken their time to say, I want to listen to this, watch this course, and I want to know more. Guess what? These people are going to get a phone call. These people are going to be invited to a business assessment. These people are going to, we're going to try to get them to an event, right? And then they become one of you guys. All right. Okay, here's one we did for Ellen, and we marketed this to both her list and our list. This is a good sequence. Free web training, better way to pay your employees, 9.8% open rate, 63 clicks. Okay, then 2 days later, hey, this starts tomorrow. I had a little typo here. So sometimes one of my biggest challenges, honestly, is I'm writing all this copy and I get in a hurry, and my team, they just, whatever I put in there, they just copy it and they load it, right? So I had a little bit of a typo, not a bad one, but, you know. Okay, so 10.4%. Look at this. For some reason, we sent this to more people. I'm not sure why that is. But anyway, 55 clicks. Then a third email the day of, which went out early in the morning, started at 9 o'clock, 52 clicks, 9.5% open rate. And we did the free webcast. And then after the free webcast, we asked people to join on that webcast. And then the replay went out. And the next week we kept, we sent, I think, two or three emails, hey, the course is starting, the course is starting. And people joined that course. And now they're in a course learning how to compensate their employees with Ellen Rohr. Okay, number three, opt-outs. Don't be alarmed by opt-outs. Opt-outs just mean that someone's not interested today. Doesn't mean that they're not your friend anymore. Doesn't mean that they don't love you. Just means that they're a little particular about their email. That's all. Track it over time. Some of the things that you want to notice is, you know, the more often you email to your list, probably, the more opt-outs you're going to get, okay? So that's just part of it. So, again, track it over to it's just a tracking thing. It's nothing to get uptight about. Number four is bounce rates. So people may enter a bad email address. There is something called a hard bounce and a soft bounce. A hard bounce means that maybe your domain got flagged for too many emails or something like that as spam. And so the IP, their IP service is hard bouncing your messages. Soft bounce means that their email box might be full or something like that. And so as a business owner, you have to decide how much effort you're going to put into this. I would only call people if I had a very small list and they were like, each one of them was like, you know, for example, I'll give you an example. Any bounces that we have on our inner circle list, we call them. We say, hey, what's going on with your email? On our phenomenal products list, we just take them off. Because if you don't manage your bounces, you should manage your bounces every time you send an email out, because it will affect your delivery rate. If you have bounces every time you send your email out, if you have a lot of bounces. So let's get an example here. Okay. So by the way, this is my favorite headline. My favorite headline in around Valentine's Day. So February is coming up. I usually say I love you because it's coming from me personally. But this came from my service company. So it says we love you. And my service company, they normally get about a 10 to 11% open rate, 15% with that headline. Again, not a ton of clicks, but there were some, and this is actually from last year. I'll get you some better data. I didn't realize this was from last year, but I think I grabbed this one because I wanted to show you this actual headline, okay? But look at this, a lot of bounces last year. And so I shared with my team, hey, you guys got to clean up these bounces because it'll affect your delivery rate. So they did that. That was, we can go look at it maybe next week. How they're doing on that now. And number five, complaints. You see here at the bottom where it says four complaints. Don't worry unless you see them really skyrocket. And if they skyrocket like in one email, then something's wrong with your copy. There's no congruence between the subject line and what are you got too heavy on promotion or something like that. Like one of the best headlines is thank you, first name. And when I first discovered that, I was like, whoo, man, this thing gets things open. So I'm like, you know, thank you, Jim. You know, thank you, Peter. Like, it just grabs the first name, right? People open it. What are they thanking me for? And then I had a promotion inside. Opt out, opt out, opt out. So I started personal, and then I got promotional. See what I mean? So instead, what you want to do is keep it personal. You know, I really appreciate your business. I'm so glad that you're on our list. By the way, here's something you might be interested in. Boom. Make sense? Now, promotional headline, this course is coming up. You got to have it starting today, da-da-da-da-da. That's all promotional. So have some congruence in your headline and your body copy. You can always be personal in your body copy, even if you have a promotional headline or subject line. Okay, and those of you that are just starting emailing, be careful. Talk to your software provider and get some insight from them, because if you just upload a big list and start emailing to a whole bunch of people, man, I went down that road, and it was not fun at all. Okay? So as you can see here, down here at the bottom, you have your four complaints. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. This is a Ziglar email. Attitude, character, and habit. Look at that open rate. Like, all these people are interested in that. Didn't really have, I don't think, anything really off the charts. That this is what we call a value email that goes out from Tom every Friday. So he probably said, hey, we've got something coming up or whatever. If you're interested, click here. Not even a strong call to action, but still 107 clicks. 7 opt-outs, 42 bounces, which we probably deleted the next right away. And 4 complaints. There's nothing sold in this email at all. And it's about attitude, character, and habit. So why would somebody complain? Could have been a mistake. Sometimes when you go to opt out, one thing I don't like about InfusionSoft, when you opt out, it says, do you want to mark this as spam or whatever? And you can very easily click yes by mistake. So that's possibly what happened there. But again, we don't worry about that too much. And then finally, at the end of the day, it's about results. Orders are not the only results. Remember TOMA, top of mind awareness. Even if nobody opens it, if they continue to see your name and your subject lines, that brands your company. If it is a direct response, then send multiple emails like I showed you. There's also some other strategies there. Send them to unopens and then just send them to the clicks. What was the call to action? Test different call to actions. Consider all the factors and by all means understand that email marketing is a process, not just an event. Okay? I like to put it this way, that direct marketing, direct response marketing is like a slot machine. You put X amount of dollars in there, you may or may not get a return. Client-based marketing, which is mostly what you guys are going to be doing with your email marketing, is like a savings account. You continue to invest in client-based marketing, and you should see your savings balance going up. And the way you know that is you go back and you do your reports on referral, repeat, and new business. those three buckets. All right. By the way, I was noticing when I was looking at my stats, also on Infusionsoft, I have a dashboard where I can get my stats for the last 7 days. In the last 7 days, we sent 33,000 emails. Average open rate was 12.55%, which is great. Average clicks, 350. We had 352 clicks in the last 7 days. That's a lot. Opt-outs, 25. Not bad for 33,000 emails. 59 bounces would still take care of those. And then the last 30 days, you can see that the numbers are fairly consistent there. Okay. Interaction. Who has my first question?
Howard, what's the best way to get rid of the bounces?
You know, I'll get you a procedure on that. I'm not sure exactly how we do that. I'll get that from Victoria, though.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. They do that. I'm not sure exactly how they do it.
Howard, on that "we love you" subject line.
Yeah.
So this has to do with a service-based business, but how personal should it be? What are those emails? Who are those emails coming from? I changed mine to customer care, you know, at our company website, that email address, but should it be in a person's name to make that more personal? Have you tested that? Is that a better open rate? I know most of what comes from the inner circle comes under your name.
Yeah. So it's a good question. I think that depends on your brand. Like at our service company, it comes from our company name. So that's why they say "we love you," because it's not a relationship with a particular person. With me, my brand is me at the end of the day. And so I say "I love you." And the content is like when I send it, it says, "Hey, you might not know me, but once you get to know me, you'll understand that I love everybody. And we love you because you're on our list or you're our client or, you know, whatever," kind of like that. One time I did a seminar in Pensacola, Florida with a colleague. And one of the ladies that was there said, "I got an email from you. And at first I was so offended because it said, 'I love you, Rhonda,' or whatever it said, you know." And she said, then I opened, I was like, "Who is this guy stalking me?" And then I opened it and I realized it. So, you know, in fact, one time I sent that out and I got this response from a guy and he was like, "Seriously? He didn't even read it. You know, he's like, "You're sending an email telling me that you love me?" It's like, first of all, I'm a guy, okay? This is just weird. And we had a pretty good exchange back and forth, you know. So, all right, other questions?
Howard, I have one more. We're sending out a referral reward program blast tomorrow. And the headline, we're going to put "want cash." Would it be better? Is that a good headline? Because we're going to offer 10% back cash or coupon.
I might say, would you like some free cash? Or how about some free cash?
Okay.
You know, or free get how to get free cash or free services, or get free cash, free services.
Okay.
We need to do that at my service company. It's time to do that. All right. Inspiration. Oh, let me share my screen again. Let me close with this inspiration. Where is my share screen again? Okay, here we go. Okay, So sitting at this table in front of me is Sherry Perry, Rose Helmuth, Elise Makarevich, Nick and Jamie Hallis, and Carlos Campos. Every single person at that table, there is a special love, a special bond, a special relationship. In fact, we had our 777 meeting, and Sherry and Rose and Elise had rented a condo. That was a big condo. They invited everybody over there. We went over there, and everybody just started talking about how much Inner Circle has impacted their family, their life, their marriage, their kids. And it was just overwhelming. I mean, there probably wasn't a dry eye in that place. And I'm telling you that just about everybody that you see in that room and just about everybody in Inner Circle, in one way or another, email marketing was somehow involved. This isn't about just making money. This is about living out your purpose and understand that your vehicle, your business is a vehicle to help you live out your life goals and life purpose. None of this would have been, most of this wouldn't have been possible without an email list. It would have been almost impossible to do by calling people, mailing to people, and all of that. So, yes?
Email's the reason that I came to the boot camp in January to start this all off.
Exactly. And you got several emails, and you finally said, okay, I'm going. Yeah.
So that marketing company, that's another good example. Y'all kept on and kept on and kept on, and finally you closed the sale.
Yep, exactly. And guess what? At the conference, you were telling me how you are changing as a result.
Yeah. That's
very powerful. Very inspirational. Okay, guys, so I'll leave you with that. Remember why you do what you do, and understand that all this stuff that you're doing is helping you achieve your purpose. Remember why you're doing it, and always attach that to your activity of the day. Finally, are you guys getting the emails? Speaking of emails, are you guys getting the emails with the replay page?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay.
Got it.
All right, good. Thanks for the reminder, Kerry. Okay, guys, have a better than phenomenal day.
Thank you.
Yes. I can finally unmute myself.